Venice, 1565. The air hangs heavy with intrigue as Alfeo Zeno, a sharp-witted young man with secrets of his own, escorts the stunning courtesan Violetta from the Teatro San Cassiano. Their footsteps echo off ancient stones as they navigate narrow calli where even in darkness countless eyes watch from behind ornate masks and shuttered windows. Violetta, resplendent in crimson silk, has just finished a performance that captivated the city's nobility. Though Alfeo appears to be merely her escort, he carefully maintains his cover as a simple scribe and astrologer's assistant. Near the Rialto Bridge, they encounter Danese Dolphin, a childhood acquaintance from Alfeo's impoverished past. Once dressed in patched clothing, Danese now struts in Spanish leather with a gold-hilted sword. "Fortune has smiled upon me," he boasts, detailing sudden success in the spice trade. Alfeo, trained in observation by his master Nostradamus, notes the nervous twitch in Danese's eye and how his hand repeatedly strays to an inner pocket. In Venice, such rapid transformation from pauper to merchant prince typically carries the stench of betrayal. Across the Grand Canal, another curious scene unfolds. Girolamo Sanudo, barely 30, yet already Navy Minister, walks arm in arm with his mother, Eva Morosini, who appears impossibly younger than her son. Violetta reveals that Ava's brother-in-law, Juan Battista Sanudo, has recently become ducal counselor, one of Venice's six most powerful men. This chance encounter plants seeds of mystery that will soon blossom into danger. The powerful Juan Battista Sanudo and his distraught wife Ava arrive unannounced at Nostradamus' residence while Alfeo assists with correspondence. Their unusual visit concerns their 15-year-old daughter Grazia, who disappeared during the night, with only a ladder found beneath her window. Though the scenario suggests elopement, the parents insist she was taken. Ava offers 1,000 ducats for her safe return, a sum that instantly captures Nostradamus's attention. After their departure, Alfeo suggests it's clearly an elopement, with the parents desperate to recover their daughter before her reputation is damaged. Nostradamus, however, sees deeper implications in their choice to seek his help rather than the Signoria's. What appears to be a simple case of a runaway heiress hints at a more complex web of family intrigue, betrayal, and political secrets within Venice's highest circles. Alfeo seeks information from his lover Violetta, Venice's premier courtesan, after consulting his tarot cards, which foretell passion, secrecy, and significant consequences. In Violetta's chambers, she reveals details about the Sanudo family, Juan Batista's elite status, his second wife Eva's inherited publishing business, and their unremarkable son Girolamo's reluctant ministerial appointment. Violetta reacts strongly to mentions of Grazia's disappearance, warning Alfeo not to interfere if the girl chose to escape, noting that some cages are gilded, but they are cages nonetheless. Returning home, Alfeo finds the maestro drained from producing a prophetic quatrain. Where the fish stands on a shore of wine and no flags fly, why does a black swan wear a white collar? Amid 100 bronze mouths, the great one is silent. Steel will ring louder, and tears must flow. The mention of steel will ring suggests impending violence, but the 1,000 ducat fee convinces Alfeo to proceed. Nostradamus identifies the first line's location as the Riva del Vin near the Rialto, where they'll search tomorrow. Don finds Alfeo waiting with his rapier in a doorway on the Riva del Vin. A black gondola approaches, marked by a white cloth, just as Nostradamus predicted. Two figures emerge, a tall man in indigo and a shorter woman holding hands. "Gracia Sanudo," Alfeo calls, triggering chaos. The man, Danese Dolphin, attacks with his rapier. After disarming him, Alfeo delivers her father's message about love and happiness. Gracia reveals they're already married. At Ca Barbalano, Danese confesses his past. He was Eva Morosini's cavaliere servente and lover until Eva discovered him with Gracia. At Casanudo, Juan Bautista surprisingly accepts the couple, while Eva barely contains her fury at this double betrayal by lover and daughter. What appeared to be young love unveils itself as a complex web of betrayal, acceptance, and uncertain motives. The Council of Ten, Venice's secretive security council, summons Nostradamus and Alfeo to meet with 17 officials, including the Doge himself. Chief Trevisan requests their help identifying a spy called Algol, who's leaking sensitive information to Constantinople. Chief Secretary Ciara provides them with encrypted documents containing naval and diplomatic intelligence. Nostradamus boldly promises to both identify Algol and crack the cipher. The council assigns Vizio Vasco as their guard, though Alfeo suspects he's meant to monitor them. At Ca Barbalano, Nostradamus begins analyzing the documents, noting unusual patterns and occasional clear words in what he determines is no ordinary cipher. The situation becomes critical when Alfeo finds Danae's murdered, with Alfeo's own rapier through his chest. Through investigation, Alfeo determines the body was moved to the loggia after death. Before he can present his findings, Otto Negritti, a feared witch hunter from the Council of Ten, arrives to take control of the investigation. During his investigation of the Sanudo household, Alfeo discovers that Fortunata Morosini, who appears elderly, is actually 33, aged prematurely by a curse. When confronted, she repeatedly cries about a cursed book. After learning that Eva's brother died from a mysteriously poisoned finger, Alfeo performs a dousing ritual. His rod leads them to a bronze Neptune statue, revealing a primitive book that moves unnaturally. The cursed book attacks them with supernatural speed. When it charges Alfeo, he speaks a sacred word, causing the ancient paper to explode in flames with an otherworldly shriek. Vasco accuses him of witchcraft, though Alfeo claims divine intervention. In Grazia's room, they find Danese's portmanteau filled with stolen family treasures, replaced with counterfeits. While the supernatural threat is eliminated, the murder and espionage mysteries persist. Nostradamus cracks Algol's cipher, which used the keyword virtue, in a flawed polyalphabetic substitution. The decrypted messages reveal recent dates, exposing Circaspetto's lies about their age. Using a staged necromancy ritual with an Egyptian mummified head, Nostradamus extracts the name of Danese's killer, Francesco Guarini. Alfeo and Vasco capture him after a struggle. Upon their return, Inquisitor Gritti attempts to arrest them for Satanism based on Vasco's accusations, but the Doge's arrival prevents this. Nostradamus explains how Danese had been stealing state secrets by eavesdropping on Juan Bautista and passing them to Guarini. After Danese's marriage to Grazia disrupted their scheme, Guarini murdered him during their weekly meeting. Nostradamus reveals the necromancy was merely theatrics, with Alfeo mimicking Dolphin's voice, much to the nobles' amusement and Vasco's embarrassment. In the aftermath, Guarini vanishes, presumably executed, while the Sanudo family retreats from society. Months later, Grazia asks Alfeo to be godfather to her son with Danese, despite Alfeo's distant relationship with Dolphin. Walking along the Grand Canal, Alfeo reflects on how the seemingly separate threads of the case intertwined, concluding that decoding human motivations proves more challenging than breaking any cipher.